Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. As always, I'm so grateful to have you tune in. I would actually like to give a special welcome to our new listeners, and I want to invite those who are new to the Wow Seat media experience to follow us on Facebook and also visit our Tumblr platform to learn more about our other five signature segments that are each hosted on different platforms. You can visit that site at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Well, our core focus for today is on the topic of discovering your leadership wow factor after 60. And this is going to be with our returning special guest, Gina Gartner. And Gina was featured in the segment Become More Enlightened to Discover Your Leadership Wow Factor. And you can find that segment in our archives. Also, in the show description, you will find a brief bio about Gina, her website, also a link to her new release on Amazon called Genuinely New, Discovering Your New Leadership Identity, Powerful Purpose, and Thriving Life After 60. Wow. This is such an empowering topic. I mean, to think about this, how people can still discover their, what I call, worthwhile, outstanding works after 60. This is just great. This is a publication that is for what she's calling maturepreneurs. Such an exciting topic. I actually want to share an excerpt from the book that I found very intriguing. And she says, those of us who are approaching or over 60 have a vital part to play. It is no time to go silently into the night. We need you and your life's experiences. Wow. I mean, just that statement alone is so powerfully true. Gina is, and she's such an excellent writer and leader and also an excellent communicator. And I really could say so much about Gina and the wonderful leadership example that she provides globally. But because I really want to maximize this short segment so that you can hear her speak more about this incredible topic, and of course to highlight her book, I'm going to actually encourage listeners to go back and listen to her previous feature, either here in the archives, as I mentioned earlier, or you can also visit our podcast replay site, and that's at www.thewowseatpodcast.tumblr.com. So with no further delays, I want to welcome back Gina to the Wow Seat. Welcome, Gina.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back. It's great to be here.
Oh, I am so excited to have you back. And wow, what a topic to talk about. Man, this is such a powerful focus. And of course, I want to just on air congratulate you on your new release. I mean, I'm super excited about our listening audience being able to hear about how you actually discovered your worthwhile outstanding works, your wow factor, so to speak, after 60. So would that be all right to sort of jump in and start with that aspect of you talking about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, love to. Thank you.
Okay, great. So let's hear about how you discovered your wow factor after 60.
I'd been working, I've always worked in the field of empowerment, as both as a teacher and then later on as a business coach and an empowerment coach. But I had a growing sense that there was more to it, mm-hmm. that I needed to help more people. And as I looked around, there were so many people on antidepressants, so many people unhappy, both at work and in their personal life, that I started a new company, and the company is Genuinely You, mm-hmm. and I started that at the age of 64. And
wow.
for me, that sense of that growing sense of purpose, which had started some time before, took a while to formulate into something concrete. But it was only when I started to recognize that actually I had a wealth of experience, you know, nearer 40 years than 30 years experience of helping people step into their genuine power in a whole variety of circumstances, that I recognized that I had this huge amount of experience, expertise, passion, and enthusiasm, and that I needed to share it.
Yeah.
And more I met, because my clients are universal, they come all ages for all sorts of reasons, but I had a growing number of people who were either facing retirement or who had retired and then found that they'd lost their sense of purpose. It seemed to me really important that we embrace and harness all of that talent and creativity because we need it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. I'm so glad that we started with you sharing about your journey, which is so unique. And the reason why this is such a powerful topic to be talking about is because a lot of times, you know, traditionally people work for a duration of time. And then, as you mentioned, they come to retirement. And then some think that that's just the norm. You just retire and you just kind of stop doing what you were doing before. But in the era that we're in, most people are feeling more youthful and vital, or they would like to, and they don't want to feel like that's it for them. And so pretty much for you, you wanted to continue helping and empowering people, but being able to now put it into a framework that could be much more expansive. And I do know about your mission and vision for Genuinely You and your expansiveness to, you know, help so many people globally to be able to be empowered and make these shifts. I mean, this is just incredible, because someone who is thinking to themselves, well, what do I have to offer now? And basically you're saying that you can start anew and start living this life of leadership and purpose at 60. It's like a brand new start. I mean, this is incredible.
You know, so many people when they are younger are constrained by trying to please other people, or they're just bringing up their family, and so their priorities take second place or third or fourth or fifth.
And that's a good point.
So often it's when we get to that age where our responsibilities in terms of other people are very often far less by the time we get to 60. Not always. I mean, there are still some who are looking after aged parents.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
You know, we are living longer. There are more nontagenarians and people who reach 100 than ever before. And one of the things that is incredibly important, I think, is that we want to reach those ages feeling great, being able to look after ourselves independently, having a quality of life that is great. And when I talk about leadership, I talk about leadership for life. And so nobody else is going to sort it out for you.
You get that right.
If you want to be healthy and happy and you want to keep your brain going, I mean, they talk about crystallized intelligence. That's the capacity to use language and experience that you have been through in order to solve problems. And the research says that we are at our best doing that between the ages of 60 and 70.
Wow.
Now, you might not be as quick as your grandchild in terms of tuning the video or using your phone. Actually, you've got other compensations. And I think so many people lose sight of that. They think, well, you know, I'm going to be a lady what lunches, or I'm going to go and play golf. But actually, that's not enough.
Right.
You need to keep your brain cells ticking over, learning new things.
Yes.
There's been a big shift in the way in which we understand how the brain works now, for example. And it used to be thought that, you know, at the age of 21, your brain cells start to die off, and they continue to die off until you pop your clogs. Now they know that the neuroplasticity of the brain, the capacity to learn new things, continues so long as you use the capacity to learn new things.
That saying, what you don't use, you lose. But if you use it, you'll continue to expand it.
Absolutely.
That's awesome, yeah.
Now, if you add to that, that I think the biggest scourge of our age, and particularly of people who are my age and above, mm-hmm. is isolation and loneliness.
Mm.
And, you know, there has been, again, so much research that shows that if you are able to get out there, to be sociable, to take an interest in other people, you are more likely to keep your brain as razor sharp, that you are more likely to be healthy physically. The other thing I'd like to say is, you know, nobody but us can take responsibility for our physical health, our mental health, our emotional and spiritual health. And so it really does make sense that you know, we take the time to do the things that actually keep us really in tip-top condition, that
You're
we
so
eat,
right. mm-hmm.
exercise, learn, socialize. And for me, the big thing is, okay, you've got to the age of 60. We're baby boomers. Interestingly, think of the name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Somebody who is booming is not curling up into a little ball.
Exactly.
And for me, it's about I'm going to grow old disgracefully. I'm going to use every opportunity to take the chance to be creative, to learn new things. And
mm-hmm.
you know, because you pushed me, that I've been out of my comfort zone hugely in the last 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yes.
But as a result of that, I've learned so much, and life is really exciting.
And
I know from the people that I work with, if you know, how many dreams did you have as a child that you gave up because you had to be responsible?
Mm.
How often do you look at the world like a small child and go and kick leaves in the autumn, or go and splash in puddles and have fun?
Mm. Or blow bubbles, right?
Yeah. How are you using that opportunity to take up something new?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't have to be a business, although, you know, if you want to be a maturepreneur, like
mm-hmm.
that's great. But think of who you can help. And I don't just mean your grandchildren.
Right.
If your focus is entirely on your grandchildren, they very quickly grow up, and gran and granddad don't have quite the same appeal when they're 12, 13, 14 as they do when they're 3, 4, and 5.
This is true.
By that time, if you haven't actually engaged in anything else, you're 10 years older. And so it becomes that more much more challenging to get out there and meet new people.
Oh, that's such a good point. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you brought that up, because, you know, a lot of times people will focus more on their family and dedicate that time. And as you said, those are the grandchildren will try to make that huge investment because they want to be able to be good examples, you know, to them as well. But you're right, being able to expand outside of that, where you can reach more people and actually feel more purposeful. And that's one of the things that you talk about within your publication, is about, you know, this new sense of purpose and new sense of identity, and powerfully feeling this purpose. And that's what really enlivens people, and to be able to thrive. And so I'm really glad that you brought that up, because someone really needs to hear that, that yes, that even after a certain age and you have contributed to the world, society, workplace in a certain way, and yes, you're focused on your family, but you still need to think in the sense of now, what's next for actually impacting more people. That was so powerful. I mean, that was really something to really hone in on, for sure, because I think that a lot of people just limit themselves just in the scope of what the traditional sense of when you reach a certain age, and like I said, after retirement and now focusing on the family, just don't even think about, you know, continuing on. One of the things I want to bring up real quick, if you could address, is now there are some who may feel like they've never actually served a life purpose or been a part of anything purposeful, and now maybe thinking that they're too mature, so to speak, or at a certain age, and they, where do they start? And so your publication definitely gives kind of a roadmap, in a sense, to be able to step into new things. Even if you've never been a leader before, you're a leader in your life. So can you speak a little bit to that for someone who maybe feels like they haven't even contributed anything and now they're starting, you know, at age 60 or older?
I think for a lot of people that there's a misunderstanding of what purpose is.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And that they think it's got to be this big thing. You know, they've got to start a world charity or do bring about world peace. Purpose is for me about being the best version of you that you can be. Everything starts with you. And it's then about how can I make a positive difference to other people, to animals, to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be done in a very, very contained way, at least start that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, going and helping out at a local school or a rescue centre for animals, or, you know, going and becoming part of a litter picking party.
Mm.
In and of itself, it's not the end, but it's a start.
Yes.
And one of the things through that is you'll meet new people who are like-minded, and together, you know, as we combine, as we collaborate, we have so much more power when we are working with other people.
Yes.
So I would say to anybody who's not got a sense of who they are, got a sense of purpose, do the deep dive work on you.
Mm.
Start with that and think about what are the things that give you absolute joy. And if you've lived a life where you don't have a relationship with joy, I would say a great place to start is get out in nature.
Yes.
And really be in the moment. Look at the sky. Look at the trees. Really appreciate the environment. And then think, what can I do within my own environment to help protect the environment we have?
Mm.
And anybody who says, you know, I'm too small, I can't possibly do anything, I haven't got the power. Just think what it's like to spend a night in your bedroom with a mosquito. And that tiny, tiny little creature has the power to keep you awake.
Oh, yes. Great analogy.
So go and take up painting. Go and do something that you've dismissed before because you didn't have the time or you thought it was silly, and go and give it a go. You don't have to be Rembrandt or Picasso, but go and be creative. Make cards. Do something. Go and garden. That takes you out of your norm. And people, you know, a number of clients have said, yeah, but I need to know what I'm going to do. And actually, they've got it wrong, I would suggest.
Right,
this is
about
explore. Imagine that you are an explorer within your own. And go and try things out. Because until you try them, you have no idea whether or not they're going to be for you. Step out of your comfort zone and do something that's different, and your purpose will reveal itself, particularly if you give yourself time to be quiet and to really engage with that inner voice.
Yes, absolutely. That was well stated. Yes. That was beautiful. Wow. Yeah, you know, I love the whole aspect of being able to revisit things that maybe, as you mentioned, were put off before, and now here's the opportunity. And you're so right. Purpose is so much bigger than an occupation, than some big, you said, global change or doing some elaborate thing of altruism in a way that gets public attention. It really is about bringing purpose to everything. Just as you go along in life, you are bringing purpose to everything that you're doing. And I just love everything that you shared. I know this segment is going by so fast, and I want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about, you have a media tour that's coming up for Genuinely New, And so would you like to share any information on that? Also how other people can follow the tour, and then also share your main website for Genuinely You.
The tour is going to be for people who are either coming towards retirement or who have retired and who are feeling that there needs to be more to life. And there's going to be a series of talks which are going to look in the first instance at things generally, but then to take different themes and to explore those in more detail.
Nice.
And there'll be the opportunity through either Genuinely Gina on Facebook or Powerful Purpose After 60 on Tumblr for people to ask questions and to raise issues that they'd like covered in some of the later talks.
So
the other thing is that people can contact me through my main website, which is Genuinely, and then a dash, a hyphen, and then the word you.com. And you can find me on that website or email me at gina@genuinely-you.com. And if there are themes or issues you'd like me to cover on the media tour, I'd be very well, I'd welcome the ideas, because I'd really want to serve people with what they need. But there'll be lots of opportunity to explore some of these different themes in much more detail.
Nice. Wonderful, wonderful. And I just want to say to the listeners, you can pick up a copy, a secure copy rather, of Genuinely New on Amazon. And quickly, Gina, do you have a closing statement that you would like to share with our listening audience before we close out?
You are the common denominator in your life. You take yourself into every moment of every day. And so it makes sense to take radical responsibility for the quality of your life.
Yes.
Nobody else is going to do it for you. Or if you give that responsibility to somebody else, you have to put up with it. And I would say to you, if you haven't already, make today the day that you create decision that you are going to grab your life and you are going to make the most of every day.
Yes.
One of the things that my mum said to me when I was a small child is, as you get older, the days seem to go faster. Mm. And at the time I thought, what a load of rubbish. I now know it's very true. Speed is of the essence. Please don't leave it. Take charge of your own life. Be the leader in your own life. And if I can be of some help, I'd be very happy to do so.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And she certainly is the one to be able to help you do that. Wow. Talk about being genuinely new in this moment. Wow. This was just so great. Gina, I just want to thank you so much for being on the Wow Seat today and returning to grace our listeners once again with just this genuine energy that you bring forth to enhance all, and not just leaders, but everyone. I just appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You are most welcome. And of course, this is certainly not the last of seeing you on the Wow Seat and other Wow Seat production platforms. So I just want to say thanks so much to our listening audience for tuning in to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Wow, She Does It All. And you can learn more about me on my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. And as always, until the next segment, go out and make it a wild day and stay blessed.